Star, Meditation and Healing. This is your host, Mav, and I'll be leading you into the stars today. So lean back, take a deep breath, and let's get started. Taking a deep breath in. Hold. And release. And taking another deep breath through the belly. Hold and release. And taking one more deep breath in. Release. We're going to ask the angels and your guides to be here today, feeling your energy rising up through the crown of your head, up. All the way to the sun. And connecting to the spiritual sun. Taking a deep breath in. And release. And pulling that energy back down through the crown. Through the third eye, through the throat, the heart, down to the solar plexus, sacral, the root, down through your legs, through your feet, into the ground. And feeling energy spread like roots into the earth. Deep, 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 deep. Keep going. And you feel these roots branching out. Secure. Feeling grounded. And I'm seeing a clear quartz crystal that your roots are wrapping around. And this quartz is bringing clarity and pulling up this beautiful white gold energy up through your roots, through your legs, up through your solar plexus, where it meets that beautiful energy from the spiritual sun. And just let the two mix and meld right there at your center. Feeling centered. I'm seeing this beautiful blue sphere around your aura. This beautiful, deep sapphire blue that's encircling the aura. (Sighs) And at the center where these two energies meet, from the spiritual sun, from the earth, I'm seeing a Merkaba. It's prism colored. It's all the colors of the rainbow. And it's slowly spinning clockwise. Very slowly. Just releasing. And I'm hearing today we'll be releasing old programming of failure, of disappointments, disappointment in yourself, disappointment from others. I'm hearing a gentle reminder that those who fail the most also tend to win the most. Before every child learns how to walk, they fall first. They fall many, many times. And before they even get to the point where they're walking or standing, they crawl for... Yeah, some babies crawl for 2 years before they stand up. Everyone learns at their own pace, and it's okay. So in that perspective, it really isn't failing, is it? It's rising. Releasing old programming from childhood, past lives. And taking a deep breath in. And release. Feeling the hummingbirds coming in. They're iridescent green with a pink throat. St. Anne's, I believe is what they're called. We have a lot of them around here. I love feeding the hummingbirds in the spring. And they're beating their wings really fast, creating high frequency vibrations. And as they do this, the Merkaba starts turning clockwise. And I'm seeing light coming out of this Merkaba. It's a beautiful white blue light, expanding, expanding. And I'm hearing that this will enable you to hold more light as more light comes in. And I'm hearing the reminder that I mentioned a week or two ago about taking baby steps. Whatever it is that you're working towards, whether that's a healthier self or relationship goals or work, just one step at a time. And if you fall, that's okay. Pick yourself right back up and keep going. And I'm being drawn to the sacral chakra. And I'm hearing releasing the need to be right. Releasing this program, whatever is being stored in the sacral. And as we release this, it allows more creativity. And I'm hearing the word metamorphosis. And feeling the light from the Merkaba expand through the sacral. And moving into the root. Releasing any self-limiting beliefs. Any slavery codes. And I'm hearing the hummingbirds flapping their wings, and I'm seeing new abundance codes come through. You're coming in through that beautiful Merkaba light into the root chakra. And we're going to ask the angels to cut any cords that are unhealthy for you, unhealthy attachments that are around or in the root chakra. Cords that might be tied to other people for your safety. We're going to cut any unhealthy safety cords, and we're going to draw that safety back into ourselves. And we're going to go ahead and chant. Feeling a huge sense of relief. So much release there. And we're going to ask that you receive the exact amount, right, of energy that is right for you today, the right amount of codes, and any amount of releasing that you might continue to do. We're going to ask that to be taken care of by your highest self for your highest good and the highest good of others, so that your daily routine won't be disturbed. And I'm hearing that keep an eye out for hummingbirds this spring. And just note that as a symbol of your transformation that is happening. And for those of you who would like to keep relaxing, keep receiving and releasing, you can go ahead and drift off now. And for others of you who would like to continue with your day, go ahead and wiggle your fingers and toes. Start sensing the sounds around you and feeling the fabric beneath you. And opening your eyes, stretching. And just a reminder to everyone to drink plenty of water. We're going to thank the angels and guides for being here with us today. So it is, so it is, so it is. It is done.